For the professional musicians who participate in the parades, second lining is more than a tradition. It's their bread and butter.
Oh, this is how we eat. This is how I feed my family. Without this, I have to go look for another job. I never worked a day in my life. I played music all the time.
Chris Tiro is a percussionist with the TBC Brass Band and was performing in the Big Seven Social Aid and Pleasure Club Mother's Day Parade when the shooting erupted. Although none of the band members were struck, costly instruments were trampled in the melee, including a tuba, trombone, and trumpet. It was also a painful reminder of what happened on Mother's Day 3 years ago, when TBC's saxophone player Brendan Franklin was shot to death in a domestic dispute. For most professional musicians, the recent shootings would put a damper on their schedules, but for TBC, it's business as usual. With borrowed and duct-taped instruments, they marched in yesterday's Divine Ladies Parade and will perform in second lines the next two Sundays.
It's just like a normal Sunday, even though the incident happened, but we can't prevent the violence. Violence gonna happen. It happened every day. You just hope it don't come down around your surroundings.
Since forming in 2002, the TBC Brass Band has made a name for itself by playing on the city streets, most notably at nightly gigs on the corner of Bourbon and Canal. Each year, they participate in approximately 25 second-line parades. At this year's Jazz Fest, they paraded with the original Lady Buck Jumpers and Prince of Wales Social Aid and Pleasure Clubs. Chris Tiro says that experience highlights what second lines outside the festival grounds need most.
Only thing we got asked is that they give us more security around the parade so that we can actually get things going and have a better, more peaceful day than what happened last Sunday. Because if you look at Jazz Fest, you can't walk across the street without seeing a police officer. As second line clubs and musicians get together and go down and talk to the police as an organization, and maybe we could get better help than what we already got.
While there was heightened police presence at yesterday's parade, there's no guarantee that extra effort will continue. The city's social aid and pleasure clubs are responsible for obtaining police permits and security, which can already cost upwards of $3,000. In the wake of the Mother's Day shootings, some simply want Louisiana's concealed handgun law, which prohibits firearms at parades, more strictly enforced.
That gun law they're coming out with at parades, I vote for that, yeah, for that. That gun law, if you get caught at the parade with a gun, you should do the time if you want to play with that.
Charles Taylor's younger brother was shot and killed at a second line parade 3 years ago.
Just like it happened down there, same way it happened up here. Somebody started passed by with a gun and started shooting. He didn't hear the shooting, and he seen the crowd move, but he didn't move the wrong way and got hit by the bullet.
As for Chris Tiro, regardless of the random acts of violence or whether or not he's performing, he'll still be at the second lines.
I actually parade with Sudan Social and Pleasure Club, so yeah, I'm in it both ways. We can't stop our tradition. They've been going over 100 years.
For WWNL, I'm Maureen McMurray.